All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I want to talk a little bit about the free market. Sam, you're college educated lass. What do you know about the free market?
apparently that college education didn't do me too well.
So the free market, it supposedly, which is not free, is supposed to balance things. And if you don't regulate the market, then, you know, the competition between the corporations would give you the best price. In theory, that sounds like something that would make sense. Right.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, the more competition we have, the more you're going to wind up through the competition with a price that is going to be better for the American people. And that's why we tout the great free market, which I said has been a lie forever. And it's unfortunate that we live in a society that the American people just accept anything because you've got them parroting, well, the free market. Free market hasn't been beneficial to us, the citizens. You know, the especially when it comes to medications. It is not. You know, insulin, which, you know, millions of Americans, 2 million or more Americans have type 1 diabetes. And in many instances, if it's not regulated properly, if they don't follow strict guidelines, will lead to death, amputation, and death. And the numbers are staggering at how many people are now have contracted type 2 diabetes. Tens of millions, and who are headed down, unfortunately, a path that can eventually cost them the loss of limbs and then the loss of life. And yet, we can't seem to control the free market, the price of insulin. That you got to ask the question. A year ago, the price of insulin was $300. Now it's $1,000. Now, there's been conversation, pushback. You know, you this fight that the Democrats have continued to fight for health care, free health and health care and balanced health care for the citizens of this nation. And once again, the people on the right, the conservatives who claim to be for the American people, won't fight the corporations to make sure that the citizens, including Republicans who have diabetes, type 1 diabetes, won't even fight for their own constituents. But yet again, we continue the same battle, the free market that is not so free won't fix the insulin prices. And we've got a Congress that sits back and is supposed to be for the people. You know, again, this is representative government. I got an issue. I'm speaking for those who have, and in this instance, we're talking about type 1 diabetes. So I'm speaking for those people right now. So we're waiting. We need some support. I know that if I don't take my insulin, I can die. And I will die. But at the same time, how many of us can afford $1,000 a month to keep our lives? You know, to keep us alive, to keep us moving. Let's say you're a person, you know, who is on the lower rung of the society. You don't have any money. We live in a society, I guess, that says Oh, sorry. Tough luck. You know, this is only for those who can afford $1,000 a month. Why don't we just, with all of the other things, why does don't these issues, and I know the Democrats keep pushing it to the forefront, healthcare, President Obama, healthcare. Conservatives did everything within their power to squash that. Few issues with America's dysfunctional healthcare system are more pressing than the astronomical price of insulin, access to which is for millions of Americans literally a matter of life or death. Congress is finally moving forward, approving legislation that would partially address the problem, but passage will rely on the willingness of some hesitant Republicans, including Roy Blunt of Missouri, to set aside their free market absolutism and acknowledge that the apparent price gouging going on isn't what markets are supposed to do. Yeah. Whatever the free market will bear is a lie. And it's another one of those things that we as Americans must bring pressure to those who are in political office, especially, again, those who are supposedly on the right. How do you side with the multi-billion and trillion dollar medical entities over human life? Well, because, again, let's stop lying to people about our nation and about the fact that, you know, we are the most caring nation on earth. Lies. We are not. We are, if it comes to those with resources. Almost 2 million Americans have type 1 diabetes, which typically requires daily insulin shots. More than 30 million. Sam, you know anybody with type 1 diabetes?
My cousin lost some toes to it and passed away from it. And he was very young. So, you know, it hits close to home.
And there's nobody in the sound of my voice, within the sound of my voice, who doesn't know somebody
right. Who
has type 1 diabetes and somebody who's on the way or someone who's died from it. In the past decade alone, the cost of the insulin therapy, the cost of that life-saving insulin has tripled in the last decade. Today, even insured patients, depending on the terms of the policies, can end up paying $300 or more monthly for the insulin. These are people who already have insurance, and they still pay $300 a month or more. While uninsured patients can face monthly costs of over $1,000, the situation has spawned horror stories of diabetes self-rationing with less insulin than they're supposed to take, with sometimes tragic outcomes. The reasons for the price explosion are complicated and contentious, with the pharmaceutical insurance companies and wholesalers essentially blaming each other. An investigation by the Senate Foreign Committee in 2020, headed by then Chairman Charles Grassley, Republican Iowa, blamed them all. This industry is anything but a free market because of the anti-competitive practices between those various players, Grassley said in a statement accompanying the committee's report in early 2021. He called for the bipartisan legislation and oversight to address this problem. Okay, so you know where the problem lies. You know who's behind it. You're the government. Do something about it. Fix it. Don't sit there and say, well, we know where the problems lie. It's all three of these business communities that are blaming one another. We can't do anything about it. That's your job. Again, in a representative government, that's your job. I don't want to hear you say, we know what the problem is. If you know what the problem is, you're our government representative. Fix it. that we can't seem to get that done because we've got some other fool who claims, well, this is a capitalistic society and we can't interfere. It's free market capitalism, and that's the greatest government on earth. Who says? Again, the fact that our society accepts things that we can change and that we should be able to change. And you know what? If somebody else's situation is not yours and you still know there's a wrong going on and taking place, you should be willing to fight for that. Because you know what? There's none of us, that's not one of us, who is not going to have a plague enter our life that we eventually aren't going to have to deal with the same thing. Yours may not be diabetes. Yours may be heart disease. Yours may be obesity. Yours may be kidney ailment. Whatever it is, it's the same thing. Corporations taking advantage of you and I under the guise of the free market. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back.